Hello and welcome to the Field Talk podcast from the Linder Farm Network, the voice of Minnesota agriculture. Soybeans are the nation's top agricultural export, with soy products going to dozens of countries around the world. This week, the first shipment of U.S. soybean meal arrived in Uzbekistan. The Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council has worked for several years to cultivate a market for soybeans in that country. MSRPC and United Soybean Board Director Patrick O'Leary, who farms near Benson, has been a part of that market development effort.
Minnesota Soybean Council decided a few years ago to look at investigate new markets, I guess. One of the markets that the staff targeted was Uzbekistan in Central Asia. A market that has been on tap by U.S. products for many years and looked like there was some potential there. And just recently, we had 700 metric ton of soybean meal get unloaded in Uzbekistan with U.S. origin. So been an exciting week for us, seeing some product finally get into that country.
So how did this all come about? I mean, obviously, it's not a country that a lot of folks are probably familiar with, and I'm assuming it took a little work to take this from for early conversations to actually having shipments arrive.
Well, I think it started out with one of our staff people at Kim Neal at Minnesota Soybean doing some investigation around these marketplaces and trying to figure out where our best opportunities might be to target. And this is one of the countries he came up with, and then we had some conversations with a contractor in the country to try to investigate what the potential looked like, and everything looked pretty positive. We the only issue that we saw was logistics getting the product there, but because of the scenario playing out in that part of the world with droughts and things, the potential need for protein feed ingredients was pretty significant. So 2 years ago, I think in 2020, we decided to move forward with some small investigations with the contractor and Kim Neal and the council working on this side and monitoring things. And so far, everything has been positive. We're still dealing with some logistics things, but we've also got some of the there's many folks, including Uzbekistan government, that's gotten involved and really eager to get U.S. product into the country. So
from a potential perspective, what is it that the country has for livestock or animal agriculture that that you would be feeding?
Their main thing right now is broilers and layers, so chickens. They have some pretty significant potential in aquaculture, which hasn't been maybe kept up as well as we would thought, but they do have potential there. And also dairy is on the rise there. So the combination of the broilers and layers and then the dairy, those are some pretty key markets or potential key markets for us. And looking for a protein source other than what their traditional ones have been, and soybeans fit the bill for what they're looking for. We also found in the investigation that there's some fairly significant investments being looked at as far as building crushing facilities and feed facilities in the country. So when you see that kind of expansion taking place, the anticipation is that the livestock expansions will follow and create a significant market for Minnesota soybeans.
And I understand, too, from their geographic location that there's some challenges with shipping. Touch on that, if you would.
Yeah, they're definitely a landlocked country. So as of right now, there is no, of course, no way to get in there with vessels, no way to unload them. So the potential or where we're looking to travel in the immediate future is through the Black Sea and then rail. A couple of times they have to be on rail cars. So there are some logistical things because they aren't on water trying to get it there. You know, there's companies that are shipping into there. I know Case sends a lot of cotton pickers over there so they can do it. But when we looked at that, that is a concern. But if you look at all the soybean growing scenarios, we all have that same challenge. You know, their Central Asian neighbors can get them product, but anybody else that has significant soybean production has the same challenges of getting product in there. So we're fortunate that there is entities that are helping to determine our best routes and help with that logistical scenario. But that is our challenge because of the landlocked scenario.
So I understand too that next month a couple of you are headed out to actually see the country, see some of the possibilities there. What are you hoping that reveals?
Well, I think we've been working on it for 2 years, and we want to go over and meet with some of the potential customers or the people that have bought, and also have some face-to-face conversations with the contractors we're using. I think there's a time in every project that we need to make sure and do some checks on what our expectations are and what it looks like when we get there. You know, the other thing that's very interesting in this country that I think is a potential increase in our opportunity is tourism is on the rise there. This amazingly, we don't think of it, but their tourist industry is significant, and that always plays well for meat production and sale of products if you have people coming in and out of the country. But that being said, the country is 34 million or 35 million people in itself, so it isn't a small country. Our goal is just to make sure that our investment has been doing what we expect it to have done and just following up with that stuff.
And then is this an example of the fact that sometimes when you're working to develop these opportunities, they don't just happen overnight. It takes some time, and it takes a little creativity perhaps sometimes to develop these, you know, new avenues for Minnesota soybean utilization.
Well, that's definitely the case. You know, it doesn't matter where we sell soybeans. There's always a challenge in something. In this country, you know, they're very eager to buy U.S. product or Minnesota product. The challenges are the logistics challenges, and seeing some of that stuff firsthand is probably a benefit to us to be able to bring it back to our investors and all of our soybean farmers in Minnesota and make sure that we're making wise decisions with the checkoff. But it's exciting. The challenges are exciting, and we have a great team working on it that are up for the challenges that it takes to make this happen.
Thanks for joining us for this Field Talk podcast. Check out our other podcasts on linderfarmnetwork.com and get the latest in farm news and market information on your local LFN affiliate.